Okay, welcome back to Dunn's Deal, part two now. So, I want to get into, you trust the government? And again, it's also, you trust the media? So, recently, we found out that the lab leak most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic, the Energy Department now says. The United States Energy Department has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely arose from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. The shift by the Energy Department, which previously was undecided on how the virus emerged, is noted in an update to a 2021 document by the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines' office. The new report highlights how different parts of the intelligence community have arrived at disparate judgments on the pandemic's origin. Remember everything we were told about, that it came from bat soup, it came from a wet market in Wuhan, which was so ridiculously unlikely that it's incredible that they tried to sell that, but some people still stick by that. The Energy Department now joins the Federal Bureau of Investigation in saying the virus likely spread via a mishap at a Chinese laboratory. Four other agencies, along with the National Intelligence Panel, still judge that it was likely the result of a natural transmission, and two are undecided. So some people are, I've got another article here that says, COVID-19 conspiracies soar after the latest report on origins. So this one is about 10 pages. Of course, it's double space. It would normally just be five, but it makes for easier reading here. People are saying, oh, these conspiracy theorists, they think that they've found the source. They think that they know, and we don't know. Only two agencies say that it was a laboratory leak. Four say that it wasn't, and two don't know. So we don't know. That's Jimmy Kimmel's line. I mean, he's just a dumb comedian. I hate giving him any kind of credit. But he was making fun of conspiracy theorists, going, we don't know, you can't know. Well, number one, do you really believe these spy agencies, whether it's the FBI, well, the Energy Department isn't necessarily a spy agency, but do you really believe what they have to say? Remember those 51 former spooks? Former intelligence agents, heads of intelligence departments that came out and said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. They said most likely it was Russian disinformation. So that gave Joe Biden the cover to dismiss the laptop as false information, as Russian disinformation. And it helped Biden get elected. Well, it helped him steal the election, let's put it that way. So, why believe anything that comes out of the government? And let's see. Oh, this is the AP article, the one about COVID-19 conspiracies soar after the latest reports on origins. COVID-19's origins remain hazy. 3 years after the start of the pandemic, It's still unclear whether the coronavirus that causes the disease leaked from a lab or spread to humans from an animal. This much is known. When it comes to COVID-19, misinformation, any new report on the virus's origin quickly triggers a relapse and a return of misleading claims about the virus, vaccines, and masks that have reverberated since the pandemic began. It happened this week again after the Energy Department confirmed that a classified report determined with low confidence that the virus escaped from a lab. Within hours, online mentions of conspiracy theories involving COVID-19 began to rise. They were saying that we were right all along. Oh yeah, we were. Even Alex Jones was right about this. And I've got a ton of articles here. I'm not going to read them all because But gain-of-function research on SARS virus performed at U.S. lab with biocells from Fort Detrick. Fort Detrick is in Maryland. Dr. Francis Boyle spoke about the SARS-like coronavirus. Dr. Francis Boyle is a very well-known scientist, very well-known lawyer as well. He's done work in The Hague. He's worked at international agencies all over the place. Harvard graduate, studied under Kissinger, but he didn't fall under Kissinger's spell. He drafted the Biological Weapons Act of 1989. Let's see. Okay, so Nature Medicine announced in November 2015 that it had successful research on whether a bat coronavirus could be made to infect human cells. The scientific article makes it clear that the work they did was to increase the pathogenicity of original SARS by providing gain-of-function activity. The team behind engineered a hybrid virus that combined a bat coronavirus with a SARS virus adapted to grow in mice and mimic human disease. A hybrid virus that was able to infect human cells. This was written in 2015. This wasn't just a pandemic, it was a plandemic. Francis Boyle, we have an article here from NatMed 2015, December 21st. SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronavirus show potential for human emergence. This was at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, which is Fort Detrick. They have a biosafety lab level 3 there, and I have previously condemned them for using gain-of-function work on MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It is like SARS, only more dangerous. It has a 33% lethality rate, and they were doing gain-of-function work there to make it even more lethal. Well, it turns out, if you read the article, they admit that they were doing this with SARS, that they were giving it gain-of-function activity. The North Carolina lab got cells from Fort Detrick, which is the U.S. major facility for research, development, testing, stockpiling of biological weapons. Fort Detrick is the U.S. equivalent, important down, so that where they got some of their cells. That sentence doesn't make sense. And they made it clear the work that they were doing was to increase the pathogenicity of the original SARS by making this gain-of-function activity. This gain-of-function activity was outlawed. It was moved out of Fort Detrick. It was moved out of Chapel Hill. And it was moved to Wuhan. And there's plenty of news on this from mainstream reports. Let's see. No, I don't. I didn't write down what periodical I got that out of. News Desk. Ban on gain of function studies ends. Oh, isn't that good? That was in 2018. It was outlawed 2014, 2015, sent overseas, and then in 2018, the ban ended. The secret history of Fort Detrick, the CIA's base for mind control experiments. In 1954, a prison doctor in Kentucky isolated seven black inmates and fed them double, triple, and quadruple doses of LSD for 77 days straight. Is that what Fort Detrick does, huh? Maybe a little bit racist or, you know, doing experiments on prisoners? Yeah. That's what they're doing. I mean, maybe they had some white guys in there, too, you know? White guys like LSD, too. Just ask John Lennon about that. Well, you can't because he's long gone. So, it's not a conspiracy theory to say that there are mad scientists. Can you say Fauci? Who have been working on these viruses, on these biological weapons, and making them more lethal and injecting them into the populace. So, again, do you trust the government? Do you trust the news media to tell you the truth? I mean, these were articles that I found in the news media. If you search, you can find it. But, you know, I mean, I believe that was an AP article that said that, you know, that the Energy Department has finally said after 3 years. But you know what? 3 years ago, I was reading this stuff about Fort Detrick. I was reading that Anthony Fauci, through the NIH, was funding, gain-of-function research. He was funding biological weapons. And that the coronavirus was a biological weapon. And by the way, so is the shot. The best thing you can do is not get either one of them. And if you get the virus, you know what? It's a cold. You'll get over it. Unless you're very, very elderly, if your immune system is already deficient, or, you know, if you've got comorbidities. Let's see. This is an interesting article. We'll just stay here and die, East Palestine residents grill railroad executives and the Biden administration. Public outrage boiled over Thursday night in the Ohio village where authorities caused a major public health crisis by torching massive quantities of vinyl chloride and other toxic chemicals following a train derailment last month. Norfolk Southern executives and Environmental Protection Agency officials were repeatedly berated by outraged residents of Palestine, East Palestine, I think is a proper way, saying it during a community meeting regarding their continuing failure to address the public health crisis still affecting the small village. After the meeting at East Palestine High School kicked off Thursday evening, EPA functionaries quickly attempted to placate locals by agreeing to a long-standing demand to instruct the railroad company to test for cancerous compounds known as dioxins. But the anger in the room boiled over within minutes, according to the media reports which describe a tumultuous scene. Why did you wait so long? One resident reportedly yelled at the EPA's regional administrator, Deborah Short. After Ohio EPA Director Ann Vogel insisted that tests on the water supply hadn't demonstrated any unsafe contaminant levels, another woman reportedly responded, "What about private wells? We'll just stay here and die." Yet on this one thing that the EPA, whether it's Ohio or the feds, have not done is they have not tested for the dioxins. They've tested for other things, but they have not tested for the dioxins, which are cancer-causing. They can cause miscarriages. They can cause birth defects. It's crazy. Again, you cannot trust the government, and brother, you can't trust the EPA. They are not testing for what is important there, and that will cause people to die, and it will contaminate the food supply as well. So you're going to have contaminated food coming out of there. When you buy a steak in a month or two, did it come from contaminated areas in Ohio? Same thing with if you buy chicken, if you buy eggs, did it come from Ohio? Has it been contaminated with cancerous dioxins? A scientist slammed the Environmental Protection Agency for not testing for dioxins, a cancer-causing chemical that is no doubt in the environment of East Palestine, Ohio, as a result of the February 6th controlled detonation that was conducted in response to the train derailment. Actually, there wasn't a controlled demolition or a controlled fire. And if you want to think about what a controlled fire is, think of the combustion engine, your car. You have a controlled fire in there. The spark plugs fire up. They cause a spark. They ignite, you know, a little bit of the gas, and that propels your car forward. But the fire, the explosion, is controlled. This fire was not controlled. It went out of control, and you had that huge plume going up, poisoning the air, the water, the land, the people. See, the derailment wasn't the problem. The problem was setting the material on fire. Incredible, isn't it? Stephen Lester, science director at the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, told WKBN there is no doubt in his mind that dioxins were released during the controlled burn of vinyl chloride in East Palestine last month. Again, it was not a controlled burn. A controlled burn is in an incinerator that burns very, very hot and will break down the dioxins, and it'll be relatively safe after that. An open-air pit being on fire is not a controlled fire. Okay, the scientist said the EPA's decision not to test for a highly toxic chemical compound is a lame excuse and wrong. EPA Regional Director Deborah Shore said that the agency will not test for dioxins at this time. Yeah, people can just die. Dioxins are ubiquitous in the environment, as Shore said. They were here before the accident, and they'll be here after. We don't have baseline information in this area to do a proper test. But we were talking to our toxicologist and looking into it. Oh, you know, one of the problems with testing for the dioxins is they are very poisonous at a very minuscule level. I mean, I listened to a guy by the name of Mike Adams, and he explains it. He's a scientist. It's like femtograms or something like that. Something, a measurement I never heard of before, because It's just too small, you know. I don't do science work, but I listen to people who do. And it was saying that it's incredible how small an amount of these dioxins can be killer. So basically what the government needs to do, instead of sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine, we should be sending billions of dollars to East Palestine, because we're going to have to buy those people out, going to have to buy their farms. The land is going to have to sit fallow, you know, sit unused for probably 20 or 30 years. Any business there needs to be bought out at market value before this accident happened. The government doesn't want to deal with that. Except they'll send billions of dollars to that little slob there in Ukraine that can't put on a jacket and a tie when he comes to address the United States Senate. But always got to look tough. He's battle ready. He's battle worn. He's always got his battle fatigues on. Incredible. But, you know, I do try to lighten things up at the end of the show. And I don't know if this is really going to work as a lightening up type of thing. But talking about not being able to trust the government. Do you remember a couple months ago, there was this woman by the name of Nina Jankowicz, and she was going to become the disinformation czar at the Department of Homeland Security. Why Homeland Security needs a disinformation czar? Well, to censor people, of course. To shut down those right-wing conservatives who keep on coming up with conspiracy theories like that the coronavirus came out of a laboratory, that Dr. Fauci has been working on coronavirus for years and years, trying to make it more lethal. Yeah, that's the fact, Jack. But she would shut that down. Except she didn't get the chance, thank God, because people found out about what they were doing and that the Department of Homeland Security wanted to censor the American people, wanted to just throw the First Amendment completely out. Just make this, 1984, George Orwell. No, we're not at war with East Asia, brother. We are at war with Oceania. So anyhow, here is Nina Jankowicz. Oh, and the reason I bring her up is because she is suing Fox News for the fact that she didn't get the job. Not that there's any right to have a government job, but she's trying to claim that because Fox News showed the truth about what the Department of Homeland Security was doing, that she didn't get the position. So anyhow, running low on time, so, oh, I gotta play it real fast.
Just for-
Okay, I think we ducked a bullet when we did not get that person in office, any kind of office in the government. That's the problem with this government. So again, the theme of the show is, why do you trust the government? And the parallel question, why do you trust the news media? And you know what? You don't even have to trust me. Do your own research. Which, of course, the people in New York Times don't like for you to do. You know, that's dangerous if you do your own research, if you think for yourself. That can't be allowed. So with that, enjoy the snow this weekend.
Is a Dunn's deal. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in Friday evenings at 6:05 for Jim's perspective on the issues of the week. You're listening to WNRI One Socket.